Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Arid, a number of anonymous threats against schools have been reported recently, not just here in Western New York, but across the nation. How much of a concern are these recent strings of threats being made for the Hamburg Police Department, especially with the school year here in Western New York, especially just a couple of weeks old?
Well, Brayden, I would start by saying we take every threat extremely seriously. They're investigated in the same manner all the time. We have not here seen a rise in threats in either the Frontier or Hamburg school districts. However, we are obviously have seen a rise nationwide. We're cognizant of the fact that there have been several as of late.
With what you are willing to share and how much you can share, how are these anonymous threats to schools typically investigated when there is a threat made?
Well, Brent, like I said, we take these extremely seriously, obviously, and we have a longstanding policy in place that's reviewed frequently and updated when it needs to be updated. Our policy pretty much entails that they're responded to immediately, that a supervisor is notified, that a supervisor makes notification to have an investigator assigned to the case. That happens in a very fast manner. And we do also involve our SROs in the investigative process. So when something like this happens, we already have a policy in place on how we deal with it. We're comfortable with it, but we do review it constantly to make sure that it's still effective. And because we involve the SROs who have knowledge of the kids in the schools, it's been it's kind of a comprehensive approach, and it works well.
How can you discern what is or isn't credible when a threat like these are made?
To be honest with you, everything is treated as a credible threat. We don't deem any threat to be not credible until it's thoroughly investigated. So when people do make threats to the school, whether credible or not, it does tie up a substantial amount of resources. And we feel that it's in the best interest of our agency, our community, and the school system to make sure that each of those school threats is investigated as a credible threat.
And when we hear that there will be an enhanced security or police presence as a response to one of these threats, what does that mean? What entails that sort of response?
Well, I can speak as far as our department. We have a longstanding relationship with the school systems. Our officers are present at drop-off and pick-up for every school in the school system. We have SROs in the school systems. Our officers do walkthroughs during the day. So as far as elevated deployment of resources, we already are doing that. We do that every day during the school year. There's officers that are assigned in the morning to be there. There's officers that are assigned in the afternoon to be there, and they're assigned during their shift to check on the school systems. We are in constant communication with our SROs. They bring, bring issues to us that need to be addressed, and vice versa. We have a very good working relationship with the school. We sit on the Safe Schools Committees for both Frontier and Hamburg. So we're very active in planning how to use our resources in an effective manner in order to keep the kids in the school safe.
Very good. Captain Arid, anything else that you would like to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
You know, when this does happen, it is a strain on resources for any agency, I'm sure. But it is important, and we feel it's important, that all of them are investigated as a credible threat and that we do our best to determine where that threat came from. And it's not deemed not to be credible until it's thoroughly investigated.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home.
nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.